This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez recently suggested that Miami is going to disappear in a few years due to climate change. That's a lot. That's a big rise in the ocean there, Alexandria. The United Nations is convening a climate action summit next week, and climate activist Greta Thunberg was on Capitol Hill telling lawmakers they must act soon. But while data from NASA and other top research agencies confirms global temperatures are rising, a newly compiled retrospective indicates that the doomsday rhetoric may be pretty overheated now. Coming from the conservative-leaning Competitive Enterprise Institute, they put together a very lengthy compilation of apocalyptic predictions dating back decades. It did not come to pass. Time to Democratic presidential candidates and the climate activists refocus attention on the issue. These predictions, they remind me of Mean Girls. Remember the gym teacher in Mean Girls where he would be like, well, if you get out there and you touch each other, you'll get chlamydia and die. Remember that? Yeah. Their predictions are always dire. Often repeated in the media, warned of a variety of, they always warn of a variety of impending disasters, famine, drought, and ice age, and disappearing nations, or in this, or Miami, if the world failed to act on climate change. But this is nothing new. An Associated Press headline from 1989 read, rising seas could obliterate nations, semicolon, UN officials, The article detailed a UN environmental official warning that entire nations would be eliminated if the world failed to reverse warming by 2000. Then there were the fears that the world would experience a never-ending cooling trend in the northern hemisphere. That claim came from an international team of specialists cited by the New York Times in 1978. Years prior, Time magazine echoed other media outlets in suggesting that another ice age was imminent. They said telltale signs are everywhere, from the unexpected persistence and thickness of pack ice in the waters around Iceland to the southward migration of a warmth-loving creature like the armadillo from the Midwest. The magazine warned in 1974. The Guardian similarly warned in 1974 that space satellites show new ice age coming fast. In 1970, the Boston Globe ran the headline, Scientist Predicts a New Ice Age by the 21st Century. The Washington Post, for its part, published a Columbia University scientist claim that the world could be as little as 50 or 60 years away from a disastrous new ice age. Then we get these predictions from Paul Ehrlich, a biologist who famously urged population control to mitigate the impacts of humans on the environment. In 1969, he warned that everybody would disappear in a cloud of blue steam in 20 years, which would have been 1989. According to the Salt Lake Tribune, Ehrlich, warning of a disastrous famine, urged placing sterilizing agents into staple foods and drinking water. And this was all this was made around the time Nixon created the EPA. And since then, the U.S. has adopted a series of environmental reforms aimed at limiting emissions. And you know what? All of those reforms actually worked. We have limited, we have really severely limited our emissions. But this is one of the reasons I like talking about climate change is because when they started the EPA, there were no emissions controls. Now we have emissions controls. And it has worked to the degree to where we have limited our emissions, which is why they were put in place, right? But it's not enough for them. They got to keep going, just like gun control. And years after these initial predictions, media outlets and the politicians continue to teem with claims of apocalyptic scenarios, which is going to result from climate change. Earlier this month, leading Democratic presidential candidates held a town hall on the issue and warned about the existential threat posed by a changing climate. I hate to tell everybody this. You know, we face an existential threat every day we get up. Every day we get up. Every day. No matter what, you know, for all we know, we could be visited by aliens tomorrow. We could have a big asteroid hit us. We don't know. We don't know. And for these guys to get out there and say that climate changes, I mean, anyway, this report came out just before the UN Climate Action Summit on September 23rd, an event that promises to spark the transformation that is urgently needed and propel action that will benefit everyone. Well, no, what they want to do is they want to propel action with us because China's not going to do it. India's not going to do it. But there's also, you know, AOC, she's out there with the Green New Deal. And, you know, she brought this up. She said, well, Miami's going to be gone in a few years. You know, we're all going to be dead, in, according to them, with the clock. What is it, 11 years and 4 months now? As they try to reach net zero emissions, which I don't even know how that's going to happen, because I've already talked about this new car CO greenhouse gas that's coming out. I don't remember what it was, SF6. Now, of course, Ocasio-Cortez, she's got lots of people that like her plan. She previously joked the world would end in 12 years if we didn't address climate change. But the short-term predictions weren't a laughing matter in the years following it. Inconvenient Truth, now, were they? The Al Gore production. In 2008, ABC released an ominous video about what the world would look like in 2015. As the video warned about rising sea levels, a graphic showed significant portions of New York City engulfed by water. Gore himself famously predicted in the early 2000s that Arctic ice would be gone within 7 years. And at the end of 7 years, Arctic ice has undergone a period of expansion, though recently has been melting at a quicker pace. That's because there is climate change, and it's controlled by the earth and the sun and winds, and there's a lot of variables in play. A lot of variables in play. They didn't even take, you know, we had that Kevin Costner movie where the ice packs melt and the entire world is water world. The only dry land is the Himalayas. Why haven't we gone to that route? I've seen the movie. It would bother me. It would bother me to be in water world. Too many cigarettes in water world, and I had to give them up. So that's just me musing out loud. They're going to keep pushing. They're never going to quit. The totalitarian streak in them will never allow that. Until they get what they want. Or I guess until we get into a civil war and we clean their clocks. I don't know which is going to come first. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I've had a few conversations over the last little bit as people, since Beto has gotten out there and broached the idea of confiscation, even Chris Cuomo told Beto that the Heller decision does not allow for confiscation. And yet Beto says he would fight that. That's fine, Beto. You better fight to, you know, poll a little higher than a fern first before you worry about too much about that like that. But let's go, let's take for a moment and consider what happens if they were to do this particular thing. There's two things they're going to want to do, okay? We've already been through an quote-unquote assault weapon ban. Now, that would not, that would be bad, and this would be something that would have to go through the courts. But an assault weapon ban, as it was written the last time, where everything was grandfathered in, and it was all based upon certain certain cosmetic features of the weapon, that would be pretty much a toothless dog. It would be a toothless dog. But it would definitely be something we would have to fight in the courts. Since we already have the Heller decision, I would expect multiple jurisdictions to sue over that one. Then there's the confiscation thing. Who's going to do that? Who's going to do that one? It's not going to be the cops. And then there's the financial IRS, the coordinated IRS ATF attack, which I've had postulated to me before. There's not enough ATF agents to make a dent in anything. There's not. Most ATF agents, maybe you know one, they're just regular people. They work for the ATF, like some people work for the, you know, the Port Authority, and some people work at the toll bridge. They work for the ATF. And primarily what they do is they go to these, you know, to an FFL holder and sit down with the guy and say, let me check this and let me check this and make sure everything is in compliance. And then you don't see them again for years. There's just not that many of them. They're spread very thin. The IRS, first of all, the IRS would not know who to attack. They would not know who to seize. They would, you know, the only way they could get it right the first time would be to seize everything. Which, how did they do that? And doing that would be just an out and out, that would be an all out declaration of war against the Constitution. And how do you think that's going to look? Bill, the people will want their food and they're going to want to, they'll be like, fine, take my gun, I have to go to the grocery store. Who are they going to know? All of you people out there that think there's a registry, I know all about the 4473s, and I know all about how they would have to go to each gun shop individually to check into that. Then they have to go track them down. And where there is no universal background checks, some of those guns are probably gone. And there's no way to prove otherwise. So, you know, people would be going out somewhere and they'd be burying them. It's just not going to work. But all the talk about whether our law enforcement would follow the orders of, like, the furry fascist Beto to unleash a reign of terror upon us. Well, most of the heroic police officers would hold true to their oath and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Some pathetic worms would willingly, even eagerly, betray their oath and make war upon their own people. These are the ones that would need to know that there will be consequences. And not the physical danger that collaborators would inevitably face trying to enforce such illegal commands. Though we've seen those bloody results of such tyranny before, and it sure won't be the Waco kid going through the door. This is about the other consequences of abandoning your oath. It's about the consequences that would come when the rule of law returns and justice demands to be done. Because there will be an accounting before the law for anyone who swore to defend the Constitution and then willingly does the opposite. Now, as you know, if you are law enforcement or military, you have a duty to assess every order you receive and to refuse unlawful ones. And the Constitution is unequivocal that busting into a house to disarm peaceful Americans is a no-go. What your oath requires you to do or to refuse to do in that scenario is clear. What you will do if faced with a choice is the only question. And you, who will face this question, better ask yourself right now where you stand. It's a hard question, and it's actually a very unfair one. And you should never be put in that position. But life is hard and unfair. So what will you do? About 40% of you will loudly and clearly refuse to obey any illegal orders. That's the response we would expect. And you will have to risk your retirement, but you bought that risk when you took the oath. You understand that? We expect you to take whatever hit comes with keeping it and getting fired for not attacking other Americans is a bitter pill, but one you agreed to swallow. It sure isn't the bitterest pill you might face, because after all, if some psycho is shooting up a high school, we expect you to go in and kill him or die trying. Move to the sound of the guns. We don't care if he's got an M240 and you've got a .22 Derringer. Worst case, you pop some caps at him and end up taking rounds that a kid would have taken. And that's your duty, and we expect you to do it. That was my duty when I was in the military, to take rounds, if that's what it came to. That's why some cops get the big bucks, I guess. But that's also why you get our sincere respect and admiration. So if keeping your oath means getting fired or court-martialed, well, duty calls. Hopefully after the tables turn, we can make it right for you. 40% more will then covertly resist. And they won't yell or make a scene or quit. They will practice a bit of what the great Glenn Instapundit Reynolds calls Irish democracy. They will nod and smile and simply not cooperate. They'll gum up the works, overlook violators, work slowly, generally get all DMV on their gun-grabbing superiors. Look at the cops today in big blue cities who know that their brass doesn't have their backs while the politicians do. And right in their sights, and these flat-foot pantomime their patrols and pretend to police, but they don't, not really. They see trouble and they hit the gas or watch the chaos unfold from their vehicle, and the crime rate rises, but they go home safe. That's Irish democracy. When we get back, we're going to talk about the 20%. We're going to talk about them. And that's the sad thing. That's the sad thing. Is the 20%, but it's a reality that we have to face. So that's when we get back. You're listening to Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Contract negotiations continue between General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union. The strike by union members is now in its fourth day and beginning to affect parts suppliers. This is the longest work stoppage in decades, and labor expert Dr. Arthur Schwartz tells NBC News, as time goes on, it's harder to make a deal.
Once they're out on strike, they're going to expect more because they're sacrificing more. And so now it makes it a little harder to get a deal.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is backing a measure that would provide more funding for election security. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican announced that he would support an amendment that the Appropriations Committee is set to vote on.
I'm proud the Financial Services and General Government Bill will include a bipartisan amendment providing another $250 million for the administration and security of elections.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. So, when we last left, I was talking about what happens, you know, who's going to uphold their oath? And like I said, in the beginning, 40% are going to say no, and they're just going to be gone. They're going to be out. They're going to be with us. Another 40% are going to say, they're not going to say yes, but they are going to gum up the works. They're going to be basically Sergeant Schultz from Hogan's Heroes and see nothing, know nothing. And then there's the 20% who would salute and obey unlawful orders to assault fellow Americans. And you know the type, and I know the type. I've seen them. There are some in every unit. These contemptible weasels might do it because of weakness or a desire to get ahead by pleasing those in power. Statistically, there will always be some blue falcons, and since honor and duty were not enough to hold them to their solemn promise to you, the American people, then the consequences of their betrayal will have to. Once the madness of the unconstitutional oppression the Democrats are promising passes, as it will, there will be an accounting before the law. Maybe the oath breakers will be bankrupted in lawsuits. Maybe they will rot in prison. But the second any protectors who we normal people revere turn against us in the benefit of the doubt we offer them for making tough calls in tough situations disappears. When the Waco massacre happened, the American people were stunned. We never imagined that horrific scenario. No matter how bad it was, we were told this was to serve a warrant on David Koresh. Right? But everybody died. Everybody burned. And that's not even going in, that's not even taking part in the conspiracy theories that are boundless out there. Everybody burned. We never thought that maybe our premier law enforcement agencies might be in the wrong. And no one paid the price for those dozens of children who were burned alive. But today, after the leadership of the FBI lit up the agency's reputation playing political games for their little Democratic pally boys, we're all watching. Maybe a Democrat administration can block accountability for a few years, but nothing lasts forever. We will remember. We will demand justice. If you're a cop on the street, do you think the elite's going to protect you like they protected the looming doofus Comey? Remember that normal Americans who Beto and his pals presume to unleash their forces upon are the same people who show up for jury duty. And all it takes is a lawyer like Stephen Sambalia. All they have to do is convince some of them that you were wrong to go barging into some guy's house because you thought you thought he had some naughty pew-pews, and you can kiss your life savings goodbye. And that's if you're lucky. Pray you don't hurt someone and get a DA willing to charge you criminally, because you saying, well, I knew what I was doing was unconstitutional, but I was too weak to say no, is not going to cut it. I was just following orders, stopped working at the end of the rope in Nuremberg. Today, you have a bad shoot and a raid on some drug dealer, and you get our benefit of the doubt because you're our knight. And we know it's a tough job. But if you smoke some 12-year-old for twitching after you break down her daddy's door because somebody thinks maybe he's got a scary black rifle somewhere in his condo, then you're the bad guy. You. Is saving your pension worth that risk? Do you think do you think that new regime would be something that's going to last into perpetuity? Because it won't. There will be a reversal. And you could just join us. You could choose the hard road of upholding your oath if you're ordered to make war on your fellow Americans. Now, with the Democrats, with their push for gun control, what they're demanding is that conservatives acquiesce to their solution for a problem that they largely created themselves. But gun control is the wrong solution to the wrong problem. One part of the actual problem is the growth of mental illness in American society. So the real question that must be answered before any realistic solution can be proposed is why mental illness is trending so noticeably upward. One measure shows this increase in mental illness is a significant rise in the number of suicides, which have been steadily climbing for the last couple of decades. There were over 47,000 U.S. suicides in 2017, and it's only getting worse. And this explosion in mental illness is a manifestation of cultural rot. The left gleefully turned America's culture into a death-celebrating cesspool, and in the typical Saul Alinsky-like fashion indicated that the only solution is the shredding of the Second Amendment, something they've always wanted to do. So Beto O'Rourke, now he actually one-upped the traditional movie supervillain by not only bragging about the Democrats' secret evil plans, but then he put them on a T-shirt. Seizing guns will only aggravate the mental illness trend while doing nothing to address it. A recent clinical psychology study concluded that cultural shifts away from intrinsic goals such as community, meaning in life, and affiliation are leading to an increase in mental illness. No surprise that people need a sense of meaning in their lives. Not too long ago, Americans grew up with multiple stabilizing forces that helped them form their identity. It instilled their meaning. They had faith in God, trust in family, a patriotic belief in the goodness of America. We recognize the bad elements of our history, but still believe that America was a shining city on the hill, as Reagan framed it. Some of you are like, when did this happen? And that's right, it's long over. You know, finding meaning apart, that was put away by the left, and finding meaning apart from those institutions is a very tough road to hoe. This problem starts when people are young. Half of all serious adult psychiatric conditions start as early as 14. Three quarters have shown up by the age of 25. 14, incidentally, would be about the time a high school student enters a biology classroom, where he will likely hear from a university-trained teacher that he is a random cosmic accident, no more significant than the bug he stepped on that morning. Is it any wonder that this does such great things for this kid's sense of meaning and worth? Everyone's going to find ways to create some sense of meaning in his life, which largely explains the global warming climate cult. Because joining a war on straws, no matter how earnest the conviction, is never going to restore the lost sense of purpose by casting off faith and family. But everybody wants to belong to something, don't they? Ask the gang members in the inner city. They just want to belong to something. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Antifa. Their founding can be traced back to 2007 in Portland and the Rose City Antifa Group. Prior to 2016, their activities were limited to harassing neo-Nazi gatherings and doxing white supremacists. But that changed in 2016 after the election of Trump. They declared a national emergency. Rose City Antifa, which was the first group in Portland, has a website full of information about the group. They have an FAQ section. They admit that fascism can be difficult to define, as all fascist movements do not have the same features. They utilize a definition of fascism that is based on a cluster of traits so that a specific definition is never mentioned. While a movement may not have every one of these traits, if there is a preponderance, a specific number is never defined, but we can believe that's two or more, then Antifa will classify that movement or group as fascists. So by these criteria, Antifa clearly is fascist by their own criteria. Seven of the traits of fascism listed on their page are anti-enlightenment. I don't even know what that is. Anti-reason. I don't know what that is either. The creation of a vilified other. Reliance on violence, the threats of violence to impose views on others. Well, hey, now we're talking about Antifa. Anti-liberal. Anti-conservative, and portraying the current social and political situation as one of dire decay brought about by decadence and corruption. Now, anti-enlightenment and anti-reason. The core philosophy of the Enlightenment and the concept of reason can be traced to the Socratic method of debate, where one side presents a case, The second side presents a counterargument and the debate back and forth about the idea in front of a group where ideas are freely spoken and judged for their merit. It's like a verbal badminton game. Antifa claims to be against racism and hate speech. But the fact is, most people are against racism and hate speech, and when they hear it, they freely make up their mind and assume that the speaker is an idiot. And in a free society, people can say and do stupid things freely without being stopped forcefully unless they're inciting violence. Antifa says that all fascists should be prevented from speaking. They're against the concept of free speech and have no problem violating the First Amendment rights of others. They are therefore anti-enlightenment and anti-reason. They say failing to stop fascists from speaking, that is giving them the opportunity to organize and impose their agenda on the rest of us, makes you as bad as them. Then there's the creation of the vilified other. By having a broad list of traits that can be used to label someone as a fascist and then shut them out of society, Antifa themselves create a vilified other. Reliance on violence or threats of violence to impose views on others. I guess it could be said that if you show up to a demonstration or an event dressed like a ninja in a ski mask with bats and mace to club those you define as fascist, I would say that probably fits the criterion there, wouldn't it? Likewise, the assault on journalist Andy Ng was meant to serve as a message to anyone who professed a negative view of the group. Anti-liberal. The United States of America is a liberal democracy. Now, what that means is that it is primarily based upon liberty, not Democrats. Democrats stole that phrase, stole that word. They conscripted it. And Antifa rejects this because they claim without proof that the liberal democratically elected leaders have more in common with fascism than they do with us. So the elected leaders and voters must therefore be part of the vilified others. They also criticize the liberals that defend free speech. Then there's the anti-conservative. Now, they showed up to harass and attack participants at conservative gatherings that were not alt-right and did not have any ties to white nationalism on the basis that conservatives are oppressive fascists. And then there's portraying the current social and political situation as one of dire decay brought about by decadence and corruption. They say, likewise, we reject the right of the government and police, who have more in common with fascists than they do with us, to decide for us when fascists have crossed the line by merely expressing themselves into posing an immediate threat. So by rejecting the democratically elected lawmakers and law enforcers as corrupted fascists, they're portraying the current situation as decayed by corruption, where the only hope for healing is for them to take matters into their own hands. So, since Antifa was nice enough to put this down on their FAQ, we can use their own definition that one can be a fascist by having traits found in fascist government. Therefore, Antifa is fascist by their own logic. It is clear that they believe the current liberal democracy government of the country has failed, and what the people need are strong, incorruptible leaders to take the reins and do what is needed to fix it in their image. And while Antifa does not have a leader or spokesperson whose identity is publicly known, there's someone that is running their official website and planning their protests. Maybe they're keeping their identity secret right now out of fear of law enforcement, but they're likely out there. These guys are terrorists. Okay? Terrorists. And, well... If you're going to show up, not too long ago here where I live, the Moms Demand Action showed up in the middle of the town square where I live, and they started spewing their lies, basically. And I sat by and let them have their say. I did not shout at them. I just observed them. 99.9% of what they said was incorrect. But I let them be incorrect, because in this country, you know, when I took the oath, I took the oath to defend even the idiots. So you can be an idiot. You can be stupid in this country and get away with it. It's perfectly okay. What you can't do is, you know, if we're going to be a nation of laws, then Antifa has to understand one thing about this. One day they're not going to be in Berkeley or Portland. They're not going to be in a place where they're going to have room to destroy. One day they're going to go somewhere and they're going to come up against a bunch of patriots, whether they're veterans, pipe hitters, whatever you want to call them. They're going to come up against them. These guys will be coming to play. They will be coming to play. They will have faced this kind of, you know, our military is so technologically superior and our tactics are so technologically sound that we face bigger forces all the time and just tear them up. Just tear them a new one. And for them, they will just be sitting there watching this and they will, you know, they will say, we implore you, please do not come forward. Please do not destroy this. We will defend it, but we don't want to. We don't want to be in a fight with other Americans. And they will press. And it will be bad for them. They're going to get their, you know, the nicest thing I can say about it is they're going to get their clocks cleaned. And when that happens, don't come to us whining about it. We read your FAQ. Okay. Going to be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, if you would be so kind, please remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it is always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.